Hello, hello, hello. Oh my goodness. I'm still here. I'm still alive, okay? I just have not recorded a podcast and I don't even know how long, to be honest with you. And I'm gonna call myself out. It is just so much easier to post content on Facebook, Instagram. I literally just got a TikTok account. If you think I know how to work that, you've lost your mind. I still can't even figure out Twitter. Okay, just saying. total excuses. A lot has changed. I've transitioned to companies. That's been interesting. It's been a blessing, a huge blessing. But it's just been a lot of change. So I'm here. I'm calling myself out. Okay. I know. We'll try to keep more up to date with this kind of stuff because I really do enjoy doing this. It's just when you're trying to keep up with all the social medias, it's just so much. But what I thought I would do today is I thought I would do something a little bit different, than the last few podcasts. I am a very tactical person, okay? So I like when people, people make me a list, per se. Like, if they want me to do something, I like lists. I like being able to check off the list. I like tactical things. I like if someone is trying to give me tips to maybe make my social media better. I like when they actually list the tips rather than just say, be you. Be authentic. While those things are true, I also like the tactical stuff. So what I'm going to do today, this might be a short one, but it's still, it's getting something out there, right? It's better than nothing. So get a pen and a paper right now. I'm going to have you write some things down so you can go and do this on your own social media. Hopefully it gives you some more interaction. Hopefully it gives you some ideas. Hopefully it gets you some more friends. Hopefully all in all, it's just beneficial for you. Okay. So the first thing that I want you to think about is if you are feeling stuck, like how many of you guys, especially if you do this full time, sometimes it's hard to come up with content every day. Like you don't really know, like, yeah, you could post the same old, or, you know, just throw a quote up there. But sometimes you want to post something good. You want to have a good copy. You want to, write something meaningful. So if you are feeling stuck, I suggest to you, a good friend of mine told me about this, but you're going to write 10 things down that you enjoy. Right? So you're going to write 10 things down that you enjoy. Let me see if I can find mine in this little notebook of mine. Write 10 things down that you enjoy, 10 interests, okay? And then you can kind of narrow those things down. Let me see if I can find it. Where did I put it? Of course not. This is what I'm talking about. You guys think I'm prepared ever? Absolutely not. I can't find it, but it's, you write 10 things down that you have interest in, and then you narrow them down to be a little bit more specific with it, okay? And then guess what you're going to go do? You are going to go and join groups, okay? So let me give you an example. Say you like to read books, okay? So write the word books down, and then you're going to go down, and you're going to say, okay, like what kind of books? So think like fiction books. Do you like motivational books? Do you like books about crystals? This is where you got to get out of your brain, your brain, if I could talk, get out of the box and just kind of think of all these different kinds of groups that you can join. This is where you're going to find your people, because when you get that specific with things, there are groups for the wildest things, you guys. So when you do that, you have the opportunity to attract your tribe. Now, make sure you're not just, you join the group and that's it. You don't get to do that, okay? You gotta put a little extra effort in there. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna make an interactive post. Post in those groups. Say you join the book group, okay? So then you're going to make a post maybe about, let me ask you guys, what's your favorite thriller book? Okay, make sure it's a question because you want people interacting on the post, okay? And when people are leaving, they're comments on your post, you need to go back in and you're not going to just like their comments, okay? Can I just tell you the like button needs to be demolished, okay? The like button, why can't I talk tonight? This is what happens when you don't do a podcast for a while. You are not going to like it. The like button is like an insult these days. I'm telling you, I hate the like button. You are going to take that extra millisecond it takes and you're going to heart their comment, okay? You're going to heart their comment and you are going to reply back. You're going to reply back and hopefully it's something that has a question mark on the end because you are going to have more interaction. So now you have a thread of you and this person talking. So not only is it making more the number of comments go up on your post, it's also boosting the algorithm of that post so more people will see it in that group. Okay, this goes the same for when you guys are posting on your wall. You want to always just reply back, heart on it, ask a question, make as many comments as you possibly can on your post, okay? This is going to help with your algorithm, okay? Let's see. So, next, you are going to, on your newsfeed, this is literally the same. This is the same. You are going to scroll on your newsfeed. And this is something I've heard this 6 million times. I do this very, very frequently. I'm almost at my 5,000 friend limit. So I have no problem unfriending people. But if you're scrolling on your newsfeed and you cannot comment on the people's stuff that you are scrolling on, if you cannot leave a heart on it, or leave a comment on it, it's nothing of interest to you, or it's something negative, or they're talking about politics, or they're just being trashy, whatever it is, unfriend them. Yes, everyone is allowed to have their own opinions on their own Facebook. That is their own prerogative. I totally get it. But if you are using this as a business, is that the kind of person you want to attract to your business? You really got to think about that. Is that someone that you would like to work with? Really think hard about that, okay? So when you're scrolling, okay, make sure you are hearting people's posts. Leave a genuine comment and hopefully it's something you could throw a question mark on. Half the time that what I leave like as comments, sometimes I just put a question mark on there anyway. It doesn't even have to be a question. I just put a question mark on it and it becomes a question and then we're interacting, right? So make sure you guys are doing that. Let's see, what else could you do? On Facebook, if you go to your events tab, that is a fantastic place to find people in your area. And if they say that they're interested in going to some of these events, that's awesome. I mean, that means that they're interactive, that they actually pay attention to what's going on Facebook, replying to events or interacting with other people. This goes back to groups. I'm telling you guys, groups are like I almost said new thing, but it really isn't new. Groups are really where it's at. This is where you are going to attract your people. So this is also where you need to take a second and you need to go to your Facebook, okay? And if you're on actual laptop, you can do view as. In my opinion, everything should be public like mine is, but you can have it so it's where it's view as, not you. So it'll show you what your Facebook looks like to other people. Take a scroll. Are you somebody that would follow you? Like that is really, really important. Would you follow yourself? Sometimes I'll do that and I'll find something I posted like, I don't know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I just hide it from my timeline. I hide it from my timeline or I put it to only me in the settings so that no one else can see it anymore because it's just something that I didn't like. At the time, I thought I liked it, but I didn't like it anymore. I did a scroll. Nothing wrong with that. Do not delete it, though. Do not delete it. That will hurt your algorithm, okay? So definitely don't delete it. Let's see. What else? What else is there? Articles that people share. Go on these articles, especially if it's something that you're interested in. If you're in health and wellness and you see something that pops up about I don't even know, apple cider gummies. Okay, if you're in health and wellness, go on that post, see what people are saying. You know, you're taking intel. You're like seeing what people are into. You're seeing if they're into that or not. Or maybe you find somebody that says something funny, right? And then you comment back on their stuff. Or even if you take a scroll on their Facebook, shoot them a friend request. I do that often. I have no qualms about adding people on Facebook, even if we have not had a conversation yet. Some people are really iffy about that. I am not. This is where you get to know people. This is where you get to see what they post. This is where they get to see what you post. You know, you start to build that relationship, which is very, very important. It's an important thing. And I don't mind being friends, quote unquote, with somebody before I've had a conversation with them in the inbox. My main goal here is for people to understand where I'm coming from, to trust me, to know me and like me. These are the people that I want to be surrounded by, and these are the people that are going to purchase from you as well, you know, and hopefully you have something that you can help them generate an income as well. I mean, it's all about spreading the knowledge and spreading the wealth. It is what it is. And unfortunately, right now, with the time that we're in, the coronavirus is happening right now. Like, it's just the beginning here in the United States. And while some people will knock network marketers for still running their businesses, which just blows me away. I mean, that would just be like me going to somebody's job and telling them to stop working their job. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, especially when you have something to offer somebody that might help somebody. You know, of course, there are some things right now that are very unnecessary, but I'm not going to tell somebody to stop working their business because this crisis is going on. You know, everybody has to generate an income. And if you can help other people do that as well, then what the heck is wrong with that? There is nothing wrong with that, you know. So just some little nuggets for you. I really wanted to share that with you guys. I'm trying to think. There's a couple of other things that I had, but of course I'm not very organized here when it comes to all this. Having that friends list up, I think a lot of people underestimate that as well. You need to have your friends list like up, like up and at them. And I'm not talking just like 1,000 friends. Wow, that's great. But you need to be up in the 4,000s. You know, your list is everything. Your network is your net worth. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. I heard this somewhere and I'm sorry, I can't quote it. But your network is your net worth. Okay, try to add at least 10 people a day. Try. I think you'll find it's very, very easy. And I think you'll find that you we'll have a fun time just getting to know these people and seeing. See, I have built the most amazing relationships with people all over the world, and I just think that's incredible. I really do. It all from this. All from just network marketing, from just getting to know people. It's been amazing. It really has. So I just wanted to share, I don't know, a few little tips, little nuggets. I had to put a podcast out here. It has been so long. You guys definitely need to let me know, what would you like to hear more of? I would love to know what you want to hear more of. Do you want to have like story times? Do you like more tactical stuff? I don't even know. Do you like manifestation stuff? Do you like any of the stuffs? You know where to find me, at Second Chance Steph on Facebook and on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. Let me know. I would love to know, because I really like doing this kind of stuff with the podcast. I do enjoy it. I just I'm filling off the bandwagon and I ain't afraid to admit it. Okay. So I'm going to get off of here. I hope you guys all have a wonderful evening. Stay safe out there. Okay. This coronavirus is the talk of the nation, okay? It's the talk of the world right now, and it's rough out there, and I know it's only going to get worse. So just stay safe out there. If you guys need anything, please let me know. Love you guys. Have a good night.